Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Chilluminati Podcast, episode 293. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Mike Martin, joined today by the Haas and Tog of L.A., Alex and
Jesse.
What
about the Haas and Pfeffer?
Haas and Tog, man. I know those guys. Good old Haas and Tog. You know, it's cowboy and an ogre. One of them is a rodeo rider. The other one is a 14-foot-tall ogre who lives in the hills behind his ranch.
Named Tog.
And they get up to stuff, let me tell you.
Sometimes Haas rides Tog.
Anyway, I'm Tog, Jesse's Haas, and that's the end of it. We figured out who those guys were already.
Well, all right. Yeah, sometimes you ride into town, I'm on your shoulders, I'm like, hello, ma'am.
Everybody's like, hi, Tog! And I go,
brah. They're actually a Swedish duo from the 50s, 60s, and 70s that are often said kind of reminiscent of Monty Python.
Oh, great.
But like the Swedish version of them.
Right, but and also a duo. Yeah.
But a duo.
And just the famously wacky Swedes.
Yeah, they had shit. Yeah. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 25 different Oscars. Mixes of TVs and movies under their name.
Mixes? What does that mean?
Some were TV
mixes.
Shows, some were movies.
Oh. You're saying like they have like 25 credits.
Yeah. 25 credits is a better way of putting that in a more professional.
Don't look up how many credits Timothy Chalamet has. Just don't.
Too many, right?
More than 25. Let's put it
that's fair. That's fair.
He was in a lot of stuff as a kid that I did not know.
Yeah. Dude, do you see the like Law and Order like drinking game thing where it was like drink if you were in Law and Order and he was like, there I am. I'm a kid. Here's what's up. I'm the ogre. Jesse's the cowboy. Right. Welcome to the Chilluminati Podcast.
It's a good place to be as an ogre.
All right. Mm. I shoot with my heart, not with my hand, ma'am.
And I like mud. Bam, bam.
That's right.
Before we hand this over, I just want to say I have been having fucking alien abduction nightmares. So
that's awesome.
Fucking often after, like even to like last night, and they're not enjoyable. I don't have fun. I'm scared in every single one
check,
of them.
You should check all your bedside drawers because in one of them there's a monkey's paw that's curling shut.
Yeah, I know, right?
As we speak.
They're different every time, but they end the same way where I get hit by like a beam of light and I can feel my body like curling into the fetal position without me wanting to do it. And in my head, I'm like, oh no, oh no, oh no, it's about to happen. And then I go to black and then I wake up. Like, I know I'm being forced like into like a fetal, when I'm being like, I'm assuming like my brain's like, you're being abducted and now you're being forced to go to sleep. And then as soon as I go to sleep, I wake up. And the first night it happened, I woke up nearly, and I mean this, truly hyperventilating. I woke Jess up. I was just like,
were you excited hyperventilating or scared? No,
I was terrified. I was so scared. Right. I was just I'm so sick of the nightmares. I'd like them to be done. Rendlesham is over. I don't want to dream about scary alien abductions anymore.
Can I share with you a dream that is, please, that both of you were in?
Yes.
God, that this happened to me literally last night. We were at a restaurant. I'm not sure what it was. I think it was a hot pot place. I don't know. Okay. There was soup. There was soup was involved. I can't explain it.
There was soup involved. That sounds already like a dream on its own.
Right. And so we're sitting there, we're eating soup, and across from us, kind of diagonal, is this group of women. And the entire time I'm staring at them because, you know, there's a group of women.
It's your dream. You're allowed.
Yeah, I'm allowed to. And so eventually we're having a conversation. They get up, they come over, and this one girl hands me a note, and she walks away. And I'm like, looking at you two, and I'm like, yeah, see, old guy still got it. I open the note, and inside is a bunch of crude drawings of the girls who are at the table. I'm like, what does this mean? Well, the girl apparently just didn't walk away. She just stood there.
Is Deadpool like in his dream somewhere in secret?
I don't. He's out of focus, just in the background.
She just stood there, and she was like, she's like, you know, we thought you were cute, and we just want to know if you want to date one of us. I'm like, one of you? And she's like, yeah, there's me, there's the girl with the blue hair, there's the girl with the black hair. You can just pick whichever one you want. And I literally
wanted to date you.
I literally looked at the both of you, and I go, what? And she's like, you can just pick one of us. I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, you know, to date. And I'm like, I don't think I want to do that. And the two of you looked at me, and you're like, come on. I'm like, no.
Me and Alex were like, do it, dude.
You're like, do it. You refused the gamers' like test, like the Eye of Mara.
Yeah, I was like, this seems
the temple. This is too easy. There has to be a catch to this.
Wandering 40 days in the desert, and that's what Satan brings the gamers, bro.
That's D&D middle school boys, like we're like the trick, like when you pass this, you will like ascend, and then you can like have as many minifigs as you want or something.
I'm telling you, it was a weird moment because I was just like, you guys are like, come on, dude, do it, pick one. And I was like, is this a trap? What is happening?
Women are people.
because again, on the piece of paper was crude drawings of these women by the women.
Women are people, not crude images.
They drew themselves, and they wanted you to like circle one. And it's like, which one?
Meanwhile, I woke up because I just started eating the soup. Instead of focusing on any of you, I was like, the soup will take me away. And I started eating the soup, and I woke up, and I was like hungry for soup. It was like 6 a.m., and I was like,
morally, ethically, spiritually,
or the red pill, whatever one that sends you back into the Matrix.
Yeah. I woke up very pleased with myself, like, hell yeah, you passed, man. You're not a piece of shit.
Jesus. The next one, I don't even know, was there a redhead? In any of them? Were any of them redheads?
Honestly, no.
That's why you said no. That's the whole, if there was a redhead in the mix, it'd be a different dream.
It wouldn't have been fair, though. The others might not have, they just wouldn't have been there.
Dude, why'd your own brain cock block you and not give you a redhead?
Honestly, for the best.
maybe that's just a sign. Like, yeah. Like, you know, like,
oh, the brain's
maybe
like,
it's all a sign.
It's all a sign, yeah.
Maybe it's all a sign. The most important part of that dream to me was, what were we eating? It was a broth of some sort, but it also had the consistency of like hot pot. Like there was stuff in it, but it wasn't like we were putting in a bowl separately. We were eating from a giant bowl in the middle of the table. Like it was very weird. Dreams strange. Dreams are strange.
Yeah, very weird. Oh God. Any dreams you want to share, Alex?
I never have dreams. I almost never have
me
dreams.
Me either. After meditating though, I started dreaming a lot more.
I have dreams all the time. They're weird. I have weird dreams.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So, all right. Well, Alex, you had a nice pitch black dream.
Do you just go to sleep and wake up?
Usually I don't remember going to sleep. Yeah. Like usually
man, that's the dream.
Usually I'm doing something, but it's like, until that moment, I don't believe I'm ever going to go to sleep.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like, you know,
your brain just goes until a cold shuts down. It's
Yeah, exactly. Like, done. Up to you which one you want, but neither are fair or just.
If you're like me, you don't remember your dreams, but you do wake up feeling like you slept. Only occasionally did I ever fall asleep and immediately open my eyes and feel like I blinked. And usually it's because I had to go to work and it was just like the worst. Is that how you feel, Alex? Do you feel like you blinked? Do you feel like you got rest?
No, it's not like a blink. It's just like when I wake up, it's like I have to put together. It's like a little mini version of The Hangover happens where I have to like just piece together.
Why would that be?
Like, I have to find my phone. I have to find my keys. I have to find where it, what happened.
What? I don't know.
Kells was on the roof.
No.
Okay. Like this morning, like I was in bed with the dog and Kelly was there, but like I found like signs that maybe she fell asleep on the couch and made her way to bed at some point in the night. You know what I mean? Like I, you know,
you're solving micro mysteries throughout the morning. Yeah. Right.
I'm like, dipping my hand in like water and sniffing it and
so instead
figuring
of like
out the temperature. Yeah.
Batman detective vision. You have like instant smoke vision and you kind of just see where things were in a vague sense.
Yeah.
Like Witcher vision.
Yeah. It's like you see something walking around your apartment, but you don't know who it is or what it is. It's kind of blurry.
Yeah.
Shit's like falling over. Yeah.
Falling asleep sounds like a hell of an event for you, Alex. I'm sorry.
I never even remember it. Just remember that part.
That's wild. Anyway, go to patreon.com/IlluminatiPod. Support us.
For more dream vibes.
Also, the timer is ticking on the plushie. If you want that plushie, go to theeddy.com/Illuminati. Get it. It's almost going to be gone. I don't know if we're going to sell out of how many we're making before we even get to the timer. So, like, if you want it, I know we're close to selling out whatever we end up having. I think a pre-production.
We're getting close. Yeah. It's almost a full sellout, which is just so crazy that the second one even is like that close to that. You guys love these fucking little guys.
That little Mothman is so cute.
Yeah. I'm just surprised you guys love him that much. I love it.
Honestly, when we make a third one, which one day we'll have to.
Yeah, one day.
It needs to be one where you squeeze it. He goes, ay-ay-ay-ay. It needs to have Alex's voice when you squeeze him, like his hand or something. He goes, yeah. That's what we need.
Listen, maybe there's a little lore, you know, between the what's going on between the Mothmen. Maybe there is a third one on the way. Who knows?
Yeah, or maybe
it's a baby.
Maybe he just needs a friend that's like not a Mothman. Like maybe there needs to be other.
Oh yeah, it'll be a while.
A chupacabra.
Dip into the Mothman again.
Chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
That's my friend, the chupacabra. I call him my chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
And he's fine with it, and he finds it respectful to his people and culture.
Dude, a cabra. All right, Jesse.
Dude, cover's good too.
Yeah,
That's the second one.
That's the reprint. That's the shiny version. Another exciting day, Jesse. You once again have the reins, which is kind of crazy for you to have so many close episodes.
Yeah. So, going off of Alex's morning routine and solving mysteries, I'm sure everyone knows by now that I love a good mystery. I'm obsessed with mysteries and TV shows and movies and video games and whatever. And the best mysteries that I've come across are the ones I cannot explain, that I have no answer, that no one has figured out.
They just exist through time and space.
Yeah.
Be it the last episode, which was about a mystery of a man who built a place that you're like, how? We don't know. This mystery is one that first caught my eye on Reddit years ago, and I thought it was BS. I read it like, nah, this is stupid. But then it came back again in a very, very strange way 2 years later.
This is tantalizing.
Yeah. And I was like, huh. Okay. To the point where I researched because I was like, this makes no sense. There's so many things in this that don't make any sense. And I researched and could not find an answer to it. And so I just put it out to the world as is because I don't think there is an answer and it's fascinating to me. So I'm going to take you on a very bizarre adventure.
That's
and if
delightful.
You've seen this before, bless. If not, get ready. It's weird.
Okay, it's called Joanna. Get ready. No. Good Lord.
Now, come with me, if you will, all the way back to the year 2017.
Oh, my God.
Maybe four times.
Oh, it's like
the Nintendo Switch was the most recent Nintendo game console.
There certainly would have been another Switch. No. Trump was president. The Switch was all people talked about. It was a different time. Our story takes place just outside of Cape Town in South Africa. It's October 5th, 2017. And Teteke Gutsi, I'm not going to even remotely try to pronounce his last name correctly because it has that click in it. And I couldn't even do it if I tried. But this is a man, average man, normal man, 61-year-old father of six who went for abdominal surgery at the Stellenbosch Hospital. Just a normal guy. A few days later, on the 7th of October, Teteke's family received a call from the hospital asking if he was at home with them. And his family was like, isn't he supposed to be at the hospital? And they're like, no, he's not here. So they rushed to the hospital, the room he was staying at, and the family were told that surgery had gone well. He was there to recover. At 5:15 in the morning, that morning, a nurse had gone to check on him and decided she needed to change some bed linens for one reason or another. And when she returned, a few moments later, he was gone. The nurse and various staff members had seen no one leave. So they assumed he maybe snuck out or something. And even though it would make no sense for him to do so, and the procedure he had undergone literally meant he could not walk, they assumed maybe somehow someone had took him home. The family and hospital staff searched all day, both inside and outside of the hospital, but they couldn't find the man.
What the fuck?
Now, keep in mind, it's been 2 days, right? So why they waited that long already seems crazy suspicious to me, but they did. The next day, the family comes back on the 8th, and they return to the hospital, this time with the police. Another search is conducted. The hospital still can't find this man. There's still no explanation for the disappearance. Days go by. A week goes by. Then, on October 20th, 2017, workers doing renovation in another part of the hospital smell something strange.
Oh, no.
Dude, after carefully searching, they discover Tateke's body in the ceiling of the room they're working on.
What the fuck?
Exactly. Exactly. Now you know why I thought this was like one of those fake made up BS stories that Reddit posts.
It sounds like literally like the type of story that would be in a Nuke's Top 5.
Right. And what's crazy about it.
It sounds like true crime. Like someone not killed him and then slid him up into the fucking ceiling.
There are so many news reports from late October in South Africa about this that I went to all of them and I was like, there's got to be something here. So I started deep diving because I was like, hold on. That sounds insane. He's in the ceiling?
Yeah.
At the time, these newspapers in Cape Town said that Tateke's brother, Christmas, boy, I hope I pronounced this well, Kethwana, said the following, and I'm just going to like give this to Alex to read really quick.
Well, excellent.
Probably an American accent would be fine.
No, I think you should go for the authentic accent.
You should really go for it, dude. You should
go for it, man. Method actor.
No, we have been asked to go to the hospital today at 8 a.m. to establish what happened and what is going to happen going forward. We are not happy. We don't know where to start because we were under the impression he was safe where he was. We received a phone call on October 7th asking us if he was not here at home. We told them that he was at the hospital, but they said he was not there and that he had left. We then rushed to the hospital. All we want is for the hospital to take responsibility.
Does the hospital not have like CCTV cameras and stuff? That's the other part.
I'm going to assume no.
Yeah, maybe not.
It does seem crazy that they have no answers. So then provincial spokesperson Mark Vanderhever said the hospital management was in contact with the family and would meet them to make the autopsy available. This is for you, Mathis. This is the hospital rep.
The department conveys its heartfelt condolences to the family of the deceased and extends our trauma and counseling services to them during this difficult time. The family can discuss any other concern or challenge they may have with hospital management.
Hi, why the fuck was he in the ceiling?
Yeah, exactly. I have a concern. I might want to challenge something.
Great, great questions all. According to any information I found in these 2017 articles, the most I could dig up was that the autopsy revealed he had not died from surgery complications. That's it. I looked all over. Not a damn thing can be found.
No info on the state of his body?
No info on the state of his body. In fact, I did that thing where you go on Google and you can go to like the little dot, 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 and you can search by year. And I did most recent searches trying to find it. And the most recent thing to pop up was 2019. And there was an article from the Cape Times. And in this, Kethwana, the brother, is back again. And he says the following. This is for you, Alex.
We are losing hope. No one has answers for us. All we want is answers from the hospital about what happened to our brother. That will give us closure.
Nothing. They've been told nothing for 2 years from the hospital. The hospital apparently has kept them in the dark.
I don't know what the laws are. So anyone who is aware or lives out there and listens to this, if they had fucked up and he died from a surgery mistake or the doctor, would they have been held like the hospital been held accountable? Because I do, or the doctor himself, which maybe he died from a surgery complication. Then the doctor's like, fuck, I need to hide him.
But the thing is, if it's a surgery, and I talk about this later, because it's like, if it's a surgery complication, you could just say it happens all the time. Like, so complications of surgery happen.
And then, you chuck them in the ceiling.
the ceiling's the weird part. It makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I just like, would he have owed money? Would the family have had grounds to sue to make, like you killed our family member? I don't know. I'm trying to throw ideas out there.
Yeah. I mean, the interesting thing is there's the timing aspect to it. There's a lot going on here that makes it seem very weird. Mm-hmm. So again, in the Cape Times, they had that follow-up question. And according to the family, the hospital stopped talking to them. And strangely, the police officer assigned to the case stopped investigating the case.
Yeah, see, that smells like cover-up to me. Like,
or at least just like, not cover-up, just like, move it on. Just get it off the out of the.
You would think the cops would just tell them we're closing the case or putting it on a cold or whatever.
I don't know what the vibe. I don't know what the vibe is with that type of stuff in this environment. I don't know.
When approached for comment, the Stellenbosch Hospital medical manager, Dr. Richard Davids, said the following for you, Mathis.
We have extensively communicated around this issue. That's all I will say. There has been communication with the family.
When asked further questions, he told them to refer to the police. They then took this statement back to the family, and the family said the only time they had ever actually met with anyone from the hospital was that day on the 7th and on the 8th. More insanely, they were told by the hospital that the autopsy declared that the father, Tateke, died of natural causes.
God, dude.
Because when you're stuffed up in a ceiling, that's like deadly.
Yeah, yeah. And that's pretty naturally. You should assume that naturally.
This is also very weird. This is for you, Alex. This is, again, the brother and his response to that.
They, hospital management, said it was clear that my brother did not die as a result of natural causes. He died as a result of something and was placed where he was found. So they put him there.
Which is totally different. Than what we previously had found.
Killed by negligence and stuffed in the ceiling is the only thing that's even exactly close to making sense. Or a vampire lives in the walls of the hospital that they don't want to. They have to take care of it, or the curse.
He got denied the house, so we had to live in the hospital.
So here I am sitting at home doing research on this thing, looking around like this. There can't be nothing, right? There just can't be nothing.
Is research Jesse stoned?
No. Research Jesse is intensely curious, which I always am. I love a good mystery. And that's when the craziest thing happened. Turns out the same year in 2019, on the other side of the country, in Durban, Sandalay Sibia, a 53-year-old construction worker, was helping his neighbor repair his home. In some sort of wild accident, a wall collapsed onto him, breaking his femur. Ugh. The man was rushed to Mahatma Gandhi Memorial Hospital, and after the staff there looked at him, treated him the best they could, we're like, you know what? After initial assessment, we're going to bring in an orthopedic doctor to figure out what we should do here. And I guess the assessment was that he needed to be transferred to Addington Hospital for specialized treatment for his femur. They met with the man. He approved. They were good to go. They set about the transfer. And when they went back to go get him, he was missing. He was gone. What?
Here's another wild thought. Like a black market organ harvesting.
Quite possibly. There's a lot of things
and
here.
And then they chuck him. And then this guy comes out of the fucking ceiling too.
So just like Tateke, dude, absolutely could not get up and walk out with a broken femur. Nomagugu, that is a great name, by the way, Similane, the newly appointed manager of the hospital, said that following an unsuccessful search through various parts of the hospital, by security. A case of missing person was registered with the South African Police Service. Reports initially picked it up that maybe he was an escaped mental patient. I don't know why that is. They just originally said an escaped mental patient was out.
That's just to like cover it.
Is this, is this in the same hospital you said?
Different hospital. The other side of the country. Gotcha. Technically, it's Africa. So on the other side of the continent.
Yeah.
You said it's in Durban?
Yes.
Durban.
So that would be towards Indian Ocean side, towards Madagascar-ish. It was a very, like, I couldn't figure out what was going on there, but initial reports said that it was a man who was potentially dangerous and escaped mental patient. But again, this was just a dude who went in for normal surgery. But again, no trace of the man was found. However, I'm sure you guys know where this is going. Weeks later, a very strange smell started to emanate from a part of the hospital. This time, a storage closet. And when they went to go figure it out, they opened the door, and in the corner, one of the ceiling tiles is leaking. Liquid is dripping from the ceiling. Uh-huh. Upon further investigation, up there was the body of the missing man.
Yep.
I'm just going to give this. This is an employee who literally does not want to be named. There's a lot of those in this case, interestingly enough.
Surprisingly.
Mathis, this is for you.
It was on Friday that security guards were called in to follow where the smell was coming from. The guards broke open the ceiling and made the horrifying discovery of the body.
In the papers, the hospital said the following. I'm going to give this to you, Alex.
A postmortem has been conducted by Forensic Pathology Services personnel and will be made available to the next of kin. The department is meanwhile conducting its own investigation, which is expected to yield a preliminary report by Friday. We will not hesitate to take the strongest possible action should anyone be found guilty of any form of wrongdoing.
This was at a time when they didn't know that it was him, because the body was so decomposed and messed up that they just thought they found a body in the ceiling. They didn't put two and two together at this point. So they were putting out like all these different news articles like, hey, if you know anything about this, please contact the police immediately. Which is also very strange, because I would be like, okay, hold up. What does this mean? We got bodies in the ceiling?
Yeah, what's going on?
According to the Sunday Tribune, there was still some confusion. We don't understand how he got in there, because somebody would have noticed him trying to get in there, or there would have to be a staircase or a ladder leading up to it, because once you're up, you can't really put the thing back. Hospital does not know who he is. His face is really disfigured, said another source asking not to be named. They added, this is a nurse there who didn't want to be named, that overcrowding at the hospital and lack of bed space was putting undue pressure on nursing staff, and this whole thing might take time to solve. And just like the Tateke case, nothing was made public after that. The families insisted that they had not been told a damn thing about what happened. In this case, the family was not even allowed to view the body. And I read somewhere the reason was that it was too decomposed, but I can't find a source on that. I read a Reddit post where, like, they said it was too decomposed. But I have no evidence of that being the case. I just know that's what they were told.
Okay, that's just weird. Yeah, it's like, I have so many theories and thoughts, but like, I've already said them.
Yeah. So the big question about all this is, what the hell happened? Now, obviously, there's some real possible things here. But you will note that where I read it, the thought was teleportation.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What?
Obviously, I don't believe that at all.
Wait. What is even the logic of the teleportation?
Yeah, work me through this.
I'll explain. On the various websites that are more paranormal oriented, one, these men were there 1 minute and gone the next. Everyone who was talking with them was in the room, left, came back, gone. And the implication here is that the times we're given are accurate. You know what I mean? Like they're saying, like the nurse, for example, in Tateke's case, left to go get linens, came back. Max 5-10 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
And in that time, he vanished. And so the idea that a person could have come in and no one would have seen them, plus there are other people in rooms.
Yeah. The context makes it more implausible.
Right. There's so much context that it seems like, how on earth is this possible? So the implication was that he was there 1 minute and gone the next. And then these men teleported into different parts of the hospital where they died somehow. Now, I don't know if that explains the death.
Like deaths. The Philadelphia experiment? Like they were like teleported into the ceiling?
Dude, I'm telling you, that's what they say. That's what a lot of the paranormal sites say about this.
411 where like they accidentally slip through like a wrinkle in space-time and fucks them, kills them or whatever. Yeah.
There was one article I read. I don't believe it at all. It seems like just fan fiction, to be honest. But the basic implication was that there is, throughout the Earth, these kind of portals, but they're constantly shifting location. And that is why, and this is the most important part. I almost forgot. They move west to east, which is why it was in 2017 on the east coast of Africa and in 2019 on the west coast of Africa.
Uh-huh.
And they move in different locations. And these are two men who just got caught up in the fluke. Now, I don't believe that for a hot sec, but I found it fascinating that people are trying to explain it that way because it definitely is weird enough that it hits that line of it's so unexplained. No one's giving answers. It reminds me of any time there's a government conspiracy that people are like, well, there has to be an explanation. And sometimes the easiest on the brain is that it is paranormal, that there's a paranormal explanation to this. And these men were teleported away. Again, there's a lot of factors that don't make any sense here that Mathis was talking about when it comes to the time, location, the people. It just doesn't click with the brain. Again, it feels very Shakespearean, Sherlockian, yeah. Or like an episode of Columbo.
Locked room mystery or some shit. Yeah,
yes, like, yes. It's very Agatha Christie vibes. And I like that. So, of course, I'm obsessed with this. And I am deep diving at this point because I cannot get enough of it. Anyway, first let's talk about these hospitals because I did some research on this. News 24 did an expose on the hospitals in Africa. And I think this was in 2017. So this is right around the same time the first guy vanished. It found that the Department of Health noted that many male medical wards were overrun with patients. Rooms that should hold 8 held 16. Many mental patients that were there had no psychiatrists. There was no one on staff to deal with them. Staff in the obstetrics and gynecology departments were completely burnt out due to the high number of births having. They had high turnover of midwives. According to them, there was between 500 and 620 births a month, which is crazy high. That's a lot for any department to handle.
Wow. Okay. That's okay.
So you have staff that is already overworked. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, this is a window. There's something here, right? If you have staff that's overworked, maybe the woman who said she wanted to go change his stuff really wasn't even there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe she said she did the work, but like didn't actually do it.
Right.
Who knows? Or maybe there's so many people in the hospital that they just didn't notice. But at the same time, again, imagine a man in a room. And instead of 8 people, there's 16. Surely one of the 16 would have seen something. You know what I mean? Surely someone would have. Who knows? Interestingly enough, I found out that a mental patient did wander off at one point, which
is like consistent with.
Absolutely consistent with all of this. And I think that's why they assume Sandler was that guy in the media.
But hidden bodies anywhere?
Nothing. No hidden bodies. No, nothing. It's just these two guys.
It's a unique thing.
As far as I'm aware. Yeah. Surely this is a breeding ground for something to go wrong. And I'm sure a lot did go wrong. But the part that searches for an answer in me is screaming at this point, because either the surgeries went wrong, kind of like Matthew was talking about, or another patient or staff member killed him, either accidentally or on purpose. I did find that there's two weird stories that I found at the same time. They both are in America, but they're both different in weird ways. So great example is this year, literally this year in Chicago, a woman was found in January on the roof of a hospital. And I guess she had checked herself in. They don't explain why she did, though. And I wonder if it might be psychiatric related or drug related, because she was in the hospital and then vanished. And then they found her on the roof and she had froze to death.
Huh.
Don't know anything about that. I don't know what that means exactly. Another one was in Colorado, here in the United States, back in the 90s, a girl went missing in a hospital and her body was found in an unused stairwell and no one knew what happened. But here's the thing. Turns out, like 20 years later, DNA revealed that the killer was a person who was in the hospital, an employee of the hospital.
Yeah, see, that makes the most sense. They have the most access, the most ability to knows the hospital in and out and where to move. Yeah, yeah.
But here's the thing. The reason he was caught is because he raped the girl. Yeah. And so there was DNA evidence.
I feel like it's more likely that it would be somebody from outside the hospital, because if you're from the hospital, you're going to try and obscure the death. You're going to try and make it seem like this person died.
You wouldn't hide it in a ceiling. That's insane.
If it was me, I would guess that it's like that dude from Breaking Bad coming to like settle some business, right? Like some guy who owes somebody money, but he's in the hospital. It's a vulnerable time for that person. Then they get popped and then hid in the ceiling because the record, they don't want a record of their death at all.
But you would think that hiding it in the ceiling of the hospital, if you're a hitman, for example, you would know bodies stink and eventually decompose and rot and drip goop. And so, like, surely they would be discovered.
Well, but as long as they don't connect it to a specific time or person, it's all good.
I mean, it definitely has a specific time, though, right? Because there was a vanishing point.
Well, we don't know how long they were gone.
It could be possible. You're not wrong. There's so many factors that make no sense.
Yeah, you're saying it's
really
fast, but it's like, that's from the point of view of the people who weren't missing. Like, you don't know what happened to that person who was missing. Yeah.
And that brings up the question of how did the bodies get moved so quickly if they were killed where they were killed, right? If you walked in and you killed them, how do you get into the room that has multiple people in it, kill these men, get them out, and hide them in a hospital where it's you have a bunch of staff everywhere, patients everywhere, overflowing patients. Like, there's a lot of things that don't make any sense. Plus, you did it quickly and quietly. You know, to be clear to everyone, these bodies were not found in the rooms where they were staying in. So they had to be moved.
They had to be moved pretty conspicuously.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not easy to move a body, man. They are heavy as fuck.
And their injuries made them immobile. So they're not walking anywhere. And at the same time, you're not dragging them or wheeling them out, because you would have to bring a wheelchair or wrap them up in something, or watching a man drag a human body down the, like, yeah, that's a whole other thing.
Doesn't make sense.
Right. And so, again, very confused. So I saw online that there were a bunch of people talking about, you know, I work in a hospital, I do these kinds of things. I have some insight into maybe my theories of what would happen. I was like, okay, I love this. Let's see what these people think. So many doctors were saying that it's possible drugs were involved. Basically, drugs, when you have surgeries like this, when they operate on your bones, you hurt a lot. And so if they give you morphine or oxycodone or something and they mess up the amount they give you, because again, going back to the idea that maybe the hospital is understaffed and people are overworked and there's too many patients and not enough time for every patient, you know, potentially they could have given them too much. Now, initially my thought was, oh, okay, sure, they accidentally killed them. But again, that doesn't make a lot of sense, because then you could just say they died during the surgery or whatever. You can make up something.
Yeah.
You're right. If you're already going to lie and hide them,
that's exactly,
you might as well lie and say they died in surgery.
Like, why do you got to stick them in the ceiling? Yeah.
It makes no sense.
So I saw one post this guy made, and he's a nurse, and he said, actually, sometimes morphine and oxycodone make people have a psychotic break. If you've ever been in surgery or after surgery and you have a lot of drugs, you feel a little wacky. Well, the wrong dose or the wrong mix of drugs can cause side effects that makes you feel paranoia.
Yeah.
And maybe, according to him, I'm not sure how much I buy of this, but maybe according to him, they freaked out, ran away to hide because, you know, they woke up, they saw someone standing over them, whatever, freaked out, ran away to hide and hid in a ceiling because it was where they felt safe. I don't understand how they would get up there. But that's a potential solution, maybe.
Yeah.
That's like the same as like the fucking, that thing in the mountains that we always, like one of the earliest Illuminati's. What's that? The Dyatlov Pass.
It's just Dyatlov Pass.
It just like went crazy and went in the ceiling. Like,
yeah. There have been updates on that, actually. But yeah, it's just like there's no explanation how we got in this. I don't know how we got in. It's like, what? Who? Makes no sense. I just don't understand why you would do it unless it's like foul play in a corrupted, on a corruption level of like, and that's where the idea of like organ harvesting, I kind of like popped in. It's like, they would have to be the cops, because the cops have to also be unwilling to like discuss this with anybody. They seem to kind of detach from the case as well, which sounds like they were in communication with the hospital. So to me, just from the outside, there looks like at least in one of the cases, maybe there's some weird like corrupted, like burying it or something going on, but why?
I saw another hospital expert, we'll say, just a person who worked at a hospital, said, like, I know a lot. They were saying that because of the various, you know, legal ramifications of stuff like this, if you're running a hospital that's already a complete mess, but you're trying to keep everyone from understanding it's a complete mess, when someone dies, reports are filed, investigations are done.
Yep.
And so potentially, if they accidentally killed him, and it was one of those things where it's like, yeah, we had a nurse who didn't know what they were doing, or a doctor who was woefully undertrained or whatever.
Yeah.
It might be better to hide the body. But again, it doesn't make sense you'd hide it in your own building. None of that makes sense. That part doesn't make any sense.
So findable. It has to be that they don't care when it gets found.
I'm trying to think. Okay, so like, let's think from the hospital. Let's just pretend there was a fucked up surgery, and they don't want to be written up by cops and whatever, could ruin their career. You have limited options, right? So you can either report them dead, which involves the paperwork anyway, and that's what you're trying to avoid. Taking them outside of the hospital. What floor are they on? And also, like, you're gonna have to deal with. It's a very public area. There are probably cameras on the outside of the hospital. So like that might be more risky. You can't tag him as dead legally here. So your best bet is to stick him somewhere. And when you know they will eventually find him, there'll be no way for them to know what got him. So yeah, it's tragic as shit. And it's a horrible thing to do. But if I was a doctor in that position and trying to like, the most easy way to get this done, he didn't kill him, but maybe like he didn't actively kill him, but maybe the surgery killed him or something. And it was
literally, this is the thought I had, in that if I was the doctor who had accidentally killed him, or a nurse or whatever, or a patient, whatever the case may be,
nurse, whatever it was. Yeah.
They already had 2 days of no, in Tateke's case, they already had 2 days of no communication.
Yep.
Where they could say, he left. We thought he went home with you guys.
Literally,
He wasn't here anymore. And so when you find him in the street dead, you can say he wandered off. It's so sad.
Yeah.
We obviously the problem then is they're going to be like, well, who was watching him? What? It's still the hospital fault.
Yeah.
But it's very bizarre. I don't know. So anyway, the next thing that came to my mind was, okay, we'll go back to Alex's theory. A killer. A killer comes in, be it a staff member, be it a got the street, be it another patient, be it whatever,
like comes in,
kills one of these guys. Yeah. Getting a dead body. I know the three of us haven't lifted a dead body solo, but everyone who has said they are impossibly heavy.
Well, that's where the term dead weight comes from. Yeah.
I have carried blackout drunk people around before. And I will tell you that it is not easy to do.
Now imagine taking that person, lifting them above your head.
Yeah, and sticking them in a ceiling.
Placing them in a ceiling.
Yeah.
That's the part that's so fucking fucked me.
I can think of is it had to be a team of people. But then you have a team of people who know what happened.
It would be the hospital.
It would have to be two people at least who could take the body quickly into another room that they knew would be empty and stick them in the ceiling. That's the only thing it could be.
And I was like, that's so interesting. So then, of course, I went to go look at the ceiling because I was like, I need to know the ceiling. Thankfully, some of the articles, not in the Tateke case, but in the case of, oh my goodness, I already forgot this poor man's name, and I want to make sure I say it correctly. Sandile Sabia. In his case, the newspaper showed a photo of the corner of the storeroom where the ceiling tile was. These are ceiling tiles that are, Alex, they look exactly like the ones that were in the old office. Those squares.
Yeah, those.
That
those,
have the.
It's like almost like government issue, let's call them. Yeah, like, yes. Or like public school vibes.
Right. And so I thought to myself, that seems very, not just hard to get a body up into, but when it's up there, how would it not collapse the ceiling tile?
Yeah. You have to distribute the weight really evenly.
Right. So you have to, so you can't just cram it into one corner. You have to like figure out a way to weigh it properly in some. So that seemed very strange to me. And those ceiling tiles, I was thinking, okay, obviously no one's up there dusting. Like when we were in the old office, when those ceiling tiles had to be moved, there was so much dust up there that it came down and covered the rooms. And so I thought to myself, okay, Sherlock hat on. Two things here. One, either that room, there was a bunch of dust on the floor from where that was opened. Or two, someone saw the dust, cleaned it up. But now you have an area that is dustless of the ceiling tiles compared to the other ceiling tiles, which are very dusty. So it seems suspicious. Yet no one
Well, it wasn't, even noticed. Apparently. Like, yeah, it wasn't, yeah. Apparently.
Right. So then I was like, all right, well, how much does a body weigh? How much would a body weigh? And I believe the average African male weight is like 185 pounds or so. I do not. I cannot verify that. That was some dude on Reddit who said that's what he said. So I cannot verify. That's the information that popped up when I looked it up. Mm-hmm. So just going off the reports, lifting 185 pounds dead weight to the top of a thing. I just don't think those can support it, but maybe if it's like buoyancy, like what? Like, I don't know.
If you spread the weight out equally enough, you'd be surprised like how much something could support, you know, like but again, it would require somebody or multiple somebody's lifting that body in there and like sliding it out and like, you know, hoping. I don't know. It's just, it's weird.
Let me remind you, according to the reports, they said when they went missing, we searched everywhere, both men. So I don't know how long it would take someone to move a person, then hide that person in the way they were hit.
Right.
Because if everyone's searching, then that means you have to do it quick. And again, this is like murder mystery levels of quick. Yeah. This is the lights went out, the lights came on, do dead. And it makes no sense. Again, this is pure Jesse murder mystery. I'm like, oh my God, what the? I'm obsessed with this.
So I'm
because it makes no sense.
Looking at it at like a, almost Occam's razor, maybe it's the wrong word, but it seems more likely that the hospital would have been involved on with multiple people. If they said they looked everywhere and he disappeared quickly and he showed up, the only way that makes sense for the hospital to come to that conclusion is if they are all in some level on a no. That like, we don't fuck with this anymore. Like, this is something we don't worry about. It's like, cause that's, you know, going to the killer route, it becomes more, like you said, there's more gears have to be working properly. He needs to be quicker. He needs to be working alone. Or maybe there's only two of them. Like, more has to be very specifically correct for that to fit rather than the hospital being like, all right, fuck. Or like a group of people in the hospital being like, fuck, okay. You know, it's just easier that way because they're there. But it's still, I don't know.
Yeah, and that's why to me it seemed premeditated. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Like it seems
it's too clean.
As
it's very clean.
It seems so clean that it couldn't have been an accident. But it also, at least in the case of the first one, there's a 2-day window where there's no information given. What? And that sounds potentially accidental. Who knows? But in the second case, that dude was, they were going to transfer him to another hospital. Dude gone. And they were like, hold on. They panicked and looked for him and they found nothing. So that was even more mysterious.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I was like, all right, well, what are the reasons a hospital would do something like this? Because in my mind, I'm like, okay, let's do the Mathis route of like, this is premeditated. They got together and they killed this dude for some reason. I think you mentioned this earlier, organ harvesting.
Sure.
There is a strong black market of organ harvesting in Africa.
Okay.
And
yeah,
maybe someone paid off doctors, nurses, whoever, to harvest the organs of these men and then hide the body so that, you know, when it came time to find them, there would be no real autopsy available.
Too liquefied. There's no way to know. Yeah.
Right.
Those organs would have been gone so fast.
You would think that they could say, well, there's no sign. Like, we found signs of all these other organs, except for the kidney. It's missing for some reason. Like, I don't know if a kidney fully liquefies in 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that is so fucking... It seems impossible. It seems
unlikely. Yeah, the question then, to add to that, Alex, is they're both... One guy's 53, the other guy's 61. You figure if you're going to harvest organs, you get it from someone younger.
How much do we know about these guys?
They're literally just average Joes. One guy was helping a friend fix his house. One guy was just like a man. This is the problem. And I think you're onto something. Every research about, I looked up their names. I tried to find any information. All the information is from the same news articles. They're like, family man of six kids, 61-year-old Tateke was an average citizen. He went in to get a routine surgery. And I'm like, why? Why did he go get the surgery? What was wrong that he needed abdominal surgery? What was nothing? Nothing is available.
Huh.
It seems like a complete failure of the news. But also, I don't know what the news situation is like in South Africa.
I also found a little bit of info on what it's like for liability out there compared to us. So I'm going to read this couple paragraphs, but I'll go through it quick. It says, sure. The doctrine of vicarious liability holds an employer legally responsible for the wrongful acts or omissions of their employees that occur during the course and scope of their employment. This principle extends to hospitals, making them liable for the negligence of their employed medical professionals, such as doctors, nurses, and other staff members, provided the negligent act occurred while they were performing their duties as hospital employees. Determining whether an individual is an employee or an independent contractor is crucial, as the hospitals are generally not vicariously liable for the negligence of independent contractors unless specific circumstances, such as the hospital exercising significant control over the contractor's work, are present. The case Goliath v. MEC Health is kind of like what serves as the illustration
in
of
South
vicarious,
Africa?
In South Africa, where the court held MEC Health for responsible for the negligence of hospital staff, reinforcing the accountability that are beheld. And then beyond the actions of their employees, hospitals can also be held liable under the principle of direct institutional liability for their own negligence as organizations, independent of the actions of individual staff members. And this form shows up from failures within hospitals' own systems, policies, and procedures. Examples, liability include negligence in hiring practices, inadequate training or supervision of staff, failure to establish and enforce appropriate patient safety protocols, negligence in maintaining a safe environment. So it looks like looking at it from the perspective of like, they fucked up and it might cost them a fuck ton of money. The hospital itself can be held liable in two different ways, it looks like.
Is that any different than the U.S.?
I don't know how medical malpractice is sued for in the U.S.
I
mean,
all I know is what I saw on House. So I don't know if that's reliable.
I don't know. That's really bizarre. I mean, yeah, I just don't know.
So another thing I looked up, because I thought, boy, this seems like something I should look into, was what reasons would a person who is staying at a hospital, what reasons would they have for getting up, getting out, and trying to hide or get away or do something? Have there been any other incidents of people doing weird stuff like this? And yes, the answer is yes. Apparently, often medical professionals will talk about the fact that those ceiling squares, those tiles, are actually terrible for hospitals, because sometimes if it's a psychiatric patient or potentially a drug addict who is really jonesing, what they'll do is they'll attempt to open the tiles, climb up in them, and then climb over to the pharmacy and steal drugs.
Oh.
And I was like, interesting.
Now that's a little interesting.
So
yeah.
You want some more info, by the way?
Oh, sure.
Maybe I just, so here's a huge, huge difference between the US and them. South Africa, their law does not impose any statutory limits on the amount of damages that can be awarded in medical malpractice cases, including wrongful death. US, there is caps on how much anybody can be paid out. That does not exist in South Africa. It can go as high as they deem possible. And I feel like that's a massive difference.
So, well, what's interesting,
very dangerous.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that there are other cases of people dying in hospitals in South Africa.
Yeah.
Like, there are many.
Yeah.
Because again, it's overcrowded. It's a complete mess. Like,
it
yeah.
just happens.
And there are wrongful deaths all the time.
Yeah.
So why these two specific cases is so strange. That's why it's like very weird to me, because I looked up online. I was like, okay, so maybe they're actually killing it over there in South Africa when it comes to keeping people alive in hospitals. That's just not true. It's just not true.
Again,
questions came up. And Alex, like I was saying with the drugs, people have all over the world. That's why those tiles are considered bad, because they will get on the bed, move out of the way, stack chairs, get up there, try to climb and get drugs because it's late at night. And again, this was 5:15 a.m. to Teke's case, but
they saw
the other man's case.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Well, it wasn't that early. Sandila was like just a guy who was going to get transferred
middle of the day. Yeah,
it's possible. Like, one died for one nefarious reason and one died for the drugs, and they just ended up in the same place. Like,
that's very true.
Like, they're probably not directly tied, but.
But again, both men were incapable of walking.
Yeah.
Look, if you have like abdominal surgery.
Yeah, you're not getting up.
You're not moving your lower legs at all. And if you broke your femur, you're like, that's pure pain. So how?
I really thought we were going to figure this out, guys.
You thought we were going to solve the mystery?
I thought we were going to solve this on this episode.
I don't think this is a solvable mystery, because every corner, every turn, everywhere you go, it isn't just that it makes no sense. It's that any possible information you could find does not exist. Not about the men, not about their care at the hospital, not about the doctors or the nurses or the families or any of it. None of it. There's so little available information that upon searching, you will find not just the same articles, but a great example
is the same copy.
I went to this one site and then I found a bunch of links that are about this story. Then I went to Google and I typed in the names. I typed in dates, and he brings stuff up, and I had window after window after window open. 90% of them were various versions of the exact same article. In fact, some of them said they were the actual printout of the article, and then people just copied the printout and put it on their own webpage.
What? Okay.
So,
like, some weird,
all the
like
information is roughly
AI
the same.
AI info stealing type shit?
Yes, absolutely. But you can go directly to the various African websites, the different news outlets, and they all have their own little spin, but it's the same thing. It's literally the same, like, we went there, we tried to ask questions. The hospital said nothing to us. We went to the family. The family said, we don't know anything. And one of the things I noticed was that a lot of the family of Teke, for example, were like, we can't afford to pay for the man's funeral. We just went to the hospital. We aren't even trying to get money from the hospital. We just want them to pay for the funeral. Like, we can't afford it.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
And it continues to not make sense, to the point where, in this research, I must stress, I feel late to the game, because there are so many podcasts out there that are talking about this very story. Usually murder mystery ones, but I saw there were a ton of them, and I was like, I can't listen to these, because I don't, if they solved it, I don't want to be like, guys, I figured it out. Like, no, I don't want to, because I don't think it is solvable.
It doesn't seem like it. From my cursory, doing my quick research, just trying to figure out how laws work and shit, it does not look like anybody fucking has figured this case out at all.
I mean, if somebody like, are the hospitals still there?
Yeah, you can if you can Google Maps them.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I'm sure that it's investigatable if you're in fucking South Africa, but I don't know how the fuck I would do that from here. Like, Keep in mind, this is six years ago. Yeah, I'm 6 years ago Googling this right now. And the only thing that I'm seeing is that in one of the two hospitals, they found a little girl mummified in a storage room one time.
So I was like,
oh my God.
Good God.
She was mummified in the sense that she was wrapped in a plastic sheet and it mummified her. Like, she wasn't like prepared.
No. Yeah, no, I know. I figured that's what you meant. It's like, Oh my God.
What? So, but I guess that goes back to the idea that these hospitals are a mess. I mean, they did say in 2017, they had a report from the government that said, yeah, the hospitals are a complete shit show.
Yeah. Yeah. No shit. Clearly.
And that makes sense. And it's a good setup for the fact that, of course, stuff like this is going to happen. But the fact that this very specific thing, it isn't that the guy was murdered. Clearly, murders are happening here. People are dying. It's that they were stuffed in the ceiling of a different room that requires access to it. So, for example, the storeroom. Not everyone can go in the storeroom. You have to be an employee. Here's the thing that makes me think this is a cover-up. Those rooms had an access card. You would know for certain who accessed that room the day that man went missing.
And do they know? Do we know?
The hospital said nothing, which is why I'm like, cover-up. Clear cover-up.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. It's like... feels like there's cover up going on here.
But if the plan was to hide the body and then just let it rot, that's a truly terrible plan.
Yeah, but people are stupid too, man. Like, that's just the case.
Not stupid enough that they didn't, like, they formed a team and then hit a body. Like, it seems crazy to me. And I'll sure, it could be like maybe a nurse panicked and then someone helped the nurse, or another nurse was with them and they hid the bodies. But it's like, you could just say, we found him dead.
Yeah, there's no reason to like fucking do this whole rigmarole unless something bad happened.
Right, because if you just say found him dead, but that means an autopsy happens.
And unless you like fine. Go to jail for manslaughter if you mess up on a surgery in this country and we don't know.
Yanked out a fucking organ and let him die from internal bleeding quietly and then slid his body away.
Fair. I mean, again, the assumption here.
Yeah, surgery went great, buddy. Just hang out there. Don't worry. Yeah, you're going to be a little pain in your guts for a bit. You like give him a couple hours and he dies and you fucking get rid of him.
Yeah, the assumption here is that every narrator, everyone who's talking in this story is being honest with us.
Exactly. And no way.
It's impossible to believe that. Like the idea that the nurse said, I was there at 5:15 a.m. I came back and he was gone. And it was a quick amount of time. Doesn't make any sense. The fact that they were like, we were going to transfer him to the hospital. The orthopedic guy was like, come on, let's go. And then he just wasn't there. That also doesn't make any sense because that just doesn't happen. So they're clear liars here. The question is, who's lying and about what?
Yep.
And that's the big mystery, because absolutely something happened to these people. And the fact that the hospital's like, we've talked with the family. What are you talking about? And they go to the family. Family's like, no, they haven't said nothing to us. Like, that screams
conspiracy. Like
something went down. Conspiracy.
Yep. Nuts.
But again, it's the fact that it was so bizarre that allows conspiracies to happen that say they were teleported.
Anything where there's like a mystery that occurs, like that lady who like caught on fire or anything like that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Because it's like, nobody knows what happened, and then something happened. It's like immediately your mind just goes to the crazy town explanation, just because you want life to be interesting, I think. Personally.
Sure. Yeah, and these are the more frustrating mysteries, like, because my first gut reaction would be like, all right, let's find paperwork. Let's look at like the history. But they've got that shit under lock and key and they won't let anybody see it. So you're just like, this is that. Yeah, it's an open breeding ground for like everything from true crime serial killer to time rip in space time sent them to the ceiling where nobody found them for a week. And both have audiences who believe it.
And ironically, I think the best answer is probably the one that would be the, you know, Law and Order answer, which is the hospital did it. They covered it up and Mariska Hargitay figured it out. You know what I mean? Like, she's like, I got it. Don't worry about it. That's it. There's nothing else. I looked and looked. I went back and forth. There's nothing from the last year. Nothing from the last. I mean, the fact last year when I did a last year search, that's how I found out about the people in the woman in Chicago on the roof. Right. I did a 2 year search. Nothing. 3 year search. Nothing. I did over COVID search. Nothing. There's just no information at all. And it's utterly bizarre.
It's really, it comes down to, you come down to your conclusion via process of elimination only. What are the only things that fit the very specific criteria that we hear? We can't have any gaps, because any gaps means it's not, then it didn't happen that way. So right. And you're left with the only logical answer is the hospital was involved some way, right. Somehow. And that's all we'll know. And that's because nothing else fits that motive. Maybe the hospital at large, but maybe a doctor and his nursing team who were all getting, you know, like a group of people within the hospital itself were clearly involved in some way.
And the biggest question I have is, again, I don't know a damn thing about organ harvesting, but you figure you want a fresh organ,
yeah,
to give to someone. But I guess if it's about money and the person you're selling it to doesn't know, you could just say it's an 18-year-old kid's liver or whatever, or kidney. They wouldn't know the difference if you're secretly smuggling organs.
Yeah, or you just take it out while you're doing the regular surgery on him, and he never knows, and you just like literally let him bleed out.
Absolutely. This is crazy. I read a story about this. Dude had surgery. They told him he was going to have a hard recovery. Everything's fine. They took one of his kidneys and just didn't tell him.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, they had the guy with the open gut. Like, you know, yeah,
this
the
is like in Eastern Europe in the 90s, I think.
They
make a ton stole of this guy's kidney to sell it.
That's insane, dude.
Capitalism, yep. Baby.
So, but I mean, like, that can happen.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, you could just be like, you're getting old. The recovery time is going to take a while. He wouldn't ever know he was missing a kidney.
Right. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe they took something that was the one that's supposed to kill him, and they killed him, and they got to hide the body. And now, you know, like,
yeah, I just don't know. And it makes me upset, because I know a lot of people are scared of doctors, and this just adds to that fear. But I must stress, this is a rarity and a complete freak mess up thing. Like, this isn't so many people go into surgery every day.
Yeah.
This is like, you shouldn't be thinking about this stuff, but it is a fascinating mystery.
Yeah.
That has no answer. So, and the thing is, you can literally just right now at home, Google TETEKE missing man, Africa, and you will go down a rabbit hole. You will find the articles. You will find all the Reddit posts and the conspiracy website posts and all the podcasts that have talked about this.
We're gonna come back next week. It's gonna be a part two, but it's run by Alex.
Yeah. If he finds Alex it, I'll be so impressed. I will be like, this man figured it out. I'm so proud.
There's no way I'm gonna use the internet to solve this murder. There's no way.
Oh, man.
And I'm calling it a murder. I shouldn't even call it a murder, to be honest.
Something nefarious happened. Yeah. Something not on the up and up went down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am curious
if there is, because the one thing I didn't do was go back from 2017. Is there a string? Because what if, this is a crazy what if there is a killer? This is his MO. And he's been doing this for years. And every 2 years or whatever, he goes and he kills someone and hides the body in the same place he killed them. Maybe it's in the hospital. Like, this, again,
it's possible.
Like, seems like a murder movie. It seems like Seven or some shit. It seems like a Law and Order or a Columbo or a Sherlock.
If you're looking at a serial killer, the evidence you want to look for is the time between killings gets shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter, because it's like a drug to them. Like, the first time they do it, they'll never, ever hit that high from the right. Next kill. But it's still good enough until it starts not. So if it starts ramping up or more people are mysteriously dying, that's when I'd start looking for like someone who's fucking, cause like maybe this was like a botched one. Maybe like he's killed other people more cleanly in the past where they could write it off. I don't know.
Let me stress. I am so interested in this case. This was not going to be in the Boys Can Test This. This was not going to be my episode today.
No, you switched a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to talk about this with you. Because I'm obsessed with this.
I wonder if we've had a lot of synchronicities with the show. I wonder if this will hear an update of this thing in the next like month or two. Like, you talk about magnetricity in Coral Castle and what we discovered a week later, like, oh wait, we can actually generate power from the Earth.
I'm hoping Coxtradamus pays off here.
Come
then.
On, yeah, let's. I want an update. Throw it in the universe.
Yeah, and what's weird is I feel like this wasn't on my radar. I honestly blew it off as a fake story. And then when I started doing research, I saw like all these podcasts were doing episodes on it. I was like, I feel like I missed out on a true mystery that's like so perfectly me when it comes to things I'm interested in.
Yep.
This was one of them. And I have no answers for you. I'm obsessed with things that have no answers because it's like, we'll never know. We'll never know.
And it happened. Ever. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like
it's real. It happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's so crazy. With that tantalizing hook, Jesse, we'll leave it to the audience. Maybe the audience will figure it out. We've got some smart people in the audience. They go do your, well, legally go. Maybe is there FOIA? No, not FOIA. There's no FOIA for hospital records, I imagine.
I would say probably not in South Africa. Don't go rooting around South African hospitals.
I don't think the Freedom of Information Act applies there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Probably not. Fair enough. All right. Well, thank you, Jesse, for this fucking weird mystery that I went down a mini rabbit hole as we were doing the episode. During.
Yeah, I watched you guys start researching as we were doing.
I'm literally still just like find the laws. Obsessively typing in shit. Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta figure it out. We're off to go to a minisode over at patreon.com/Chulabinari Pod. Thank you guys so much for your support. We appreciate you. We love you. We'll see you next week. Go get the Mothman plush.
Oh, bye. Bye.
Anyway, me and my wife were sitting outside indulging on our porch one night, enjoying ourselves. I needed to go to the bathroom, so I stepped back inside, and after a few moments, I hear my wife go, "Holy shit, get out of here." So I quickly dash back outside, and she's looking up at the sky in awe. I look up too, and there's a perfect line of dozen lights traveling across the sky.